from offering HD video, audio feeds, as well as podcasts, to providing ministry teams with tablet computers, Calvary Chapel in Melbourne, Florida, takes advantage of all the tools available to a modern ministry. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, I am joined by Chris Cahias. He is in charge of technical operations at Calvary Chapel. Chris here to tell us about how the PC Connection family of companies and Lenovo support him as he selects and deploys notebooks, tablets, and more to support the mission of the church and its educational programs. And Chris, thank you for taking time and joining us today.
Sure.
Let me get an idea of all the technologies that you're using around the church campus. What's that overview look like? What do you have? How many? Who's using it? That type of thing.
Basically, the church today, I would draw the parallel to any kind of corporate organization. Plus, we have the added pressure of having a school. So we've got we've approximately 200 employees. We use a wide array of laptops, tablets, mostly iPads, phones, mostly iPhones, but predominantly we're using Lenovo laptops and Lenovo all-in-ones, both in the church and the school setting. So they're used by teachers, students in our computer labs. We use them, all the staff use them, so from developing web content to Outlook, email, you name it, we're using it.
When it comes to the kind of school aspect of things, I've talked with a lot of folks in education, and they do want to have a kind of consistent look and feel across their campuses in terms of the technology that's available. You mentioned that you use a lot of Lenovo products. I know that you've recently gone through a kind of redeployment. What did you roll out, and why did you come across the Lenovo devices?
It's kind of a funny story. I was using another vendor that I got very disenfranchised with. And really, it was our sales rep at GovConnection that really turned me on to trying one of Lenovo's. I think the first one we tried was a W510. And I just really enjoyed the fact that it's built well. It's kind of a very stable product line. And the thing I've really enjoyed about Lenovo is they seem to be at least leading out in front in terms of integrating things like, better cameras, biometric sensors. Their docking stations are fantastic. The ability to expand and use them is just good. And so far, we've had probably the lowest support requirement of any device we've ever deployed. So just kind of fell in love with it from that vantage point. We've deployed M91Zs. Our bread and butter is the T series. So the T420 and the T430 are what we have predominantly deployed. And then for anybody doing any kind of more high-end technical, it's W520s and W530s.
And again, you said this was kind of for everybody, clergy, staff, students, and it sounded like not only are these in kind of library situations, but are also they in kind of labs and classrooms?
Yep, everywhere.
What was the benefit? Why did you decide an all-in-one as opposed to either laptops or a standard desktop?
Well, we first started deploying the all-in-one in our computer lab, and the desire there was to not have the tower on the floor anymore, to get to get to a place where it was all sitting on the tabletop, for a number of reasons. One, fewer cables, it was cleaner, it was neater, it was tidier, and it just looked, it looks more impressive when it's all just kind of all-in-one. It's just clean, and everybody likes it. The other thing was when we have to do work on them, it's a lot easier to just be able to unplug the keyboard, mouse, and power cord, maybe the Ethernet cable as well. Pick it up, go, re-image the machine, do whatever we got to do, and get it back in. In our school lab, we can't really be in there and hang out and work on things while the kids are in there. So a lot of it is just much easier to do the grab and go and get it redeployed. Since then, we have also used, especially the M91Zs, the touchscreen models. We have some of them hanging in like our children's ministry building, and we use those for touchscreen-based check-in for children on the weekend. So it's not just about staff and school needs. We're using them for ministry too, which is really the exciting part.
Cool. Now let's talk a little more, technology here. Outside the all-in-ones, you also said that the W series notebooks, I think you said you started looking at the 510. Is that what you deployed, or did you deploy something else?
No, we use the W510s, like I said, for our engineering, what we would call our engineering staff. So people, you know, building software, building websites, doing graphics. And we, you know, I just got a W530, which I'm in love with even more than my 520. So I think I'm the one. I've been on a 510, a 520, and a 530 now. But our bread and butter machine really is the T4 series. So the 420s and the 430s pretty much are what most of our staff are running on today.
All right. And you sound enthusiastic about these in terms like falling in love with what is it? I mean, you know, it's a laptop. What is it about these Lenovo laptops, though, that draws out a little more passion?
Well, I can tell you a story, personal story. This is one of those moments when your heart sank, but then you're really, really happy you bought Lenovo. So I'm at home working on a website, and I have two little children. I've got an 18-month-old and a 3-year-old. And my 3-year-old loves to come and climb on my desk. Well, it just so happens one evening he came and he climbed up on my desk and bumped a cup of water, which then spilled very rapidly into the keyboard.
Oh.
As my heart sank, because I thought, there goes everything I've been working on, I watched the water drain right out of the laptop, and it kept running, and there was no problem. And it was at that moment it was one of those days when you went, I'm really, really glad I bought Lenovo, because we have had some other laptops that did not survive water in the keyboard. So it's little things like that. I can't tell you any one reason why we love them, but simple things, you know, docking stations that support two 24-inch monitors, the ability to survive a fall and survive water being poured into the keyboard, just all of it. I mean, they're super expandable. I can't say enough good things about it. I really have no complaint at all.
Well, and again, you know, whether it's a 3-year-old innocently knocking over a cup of water, or it's another student that maybe brings a drink into a lab where maybe they shouldn't have, but they did, and that happens. I mean, bottom line, education, I believe, is probably one of the most rugged environments. I don't care if you got a laptop and you're going out as a construction foreman on a job site. You're an adult there, and you're probably taking good care of your machine, even if it's one of these really ruggedized machines. But in education, seeing how I've got 3 young kids, and seeing how they in their labs at school pound on the machines and slam down the lids of their laptops. They're not doing it on purpose to be malicious, but it's a rugged, rugged environment. So having tools out there like Lenovo machines that can stand up to those environments is definitely key. Let me ask you this. We've talked a lot about kind of the devices and what environment they're in and how you're using them. What about the whole deployment? Was this one of the first times that you, Chris, had rolled out a new fleet of machines across your campus? Was this your second time at the rodeo? What did the PC Connection family of companies do for you? What can you share about that part of the story?
This isn't my first time doing, deploying, you know, systems. The good news, I can say this now, the good news is I really didn't have a whole lot to do in the deployment this time, except for the acquisition piece. But, you know, one of the things that the PC Connection, the Gov Connection guys have been really good at is, you know, instead of having to wait for build to order, they typically have our standard lineup, you know, available, usually within, you know, 48 hours. So that's been one of the best things. I'm gonna very ashamedly say I know there are probably some better tools and ways of deploying them that Lenovo provides and that some of their value-added resellers add, but we have not taken advantage of those so far. We kind of have our tried and true methods of deployment that we continue to do. One of the reasons for that is in ministry, we have a lot of people who want to volunteer and help. So sometimes it makes more sense to just kind of allow them to continue helping and being part of that deployment process. So, but so far, the guys at GovConnection have been great. They're always, you know, super helpful, and they're very knowledgeable about Lenovo, which helps us a lot.
Well, and not only it sounds like are they knowledgeable about the technology, but knowledgeable about you and your team and not shoving something down your throat then that you didn't need. If the volunteer aspect is something big, then instead of forcing you over, no, you have to have a reseller or installer to work on this, giving you that flexibility to understand what's important to you as a customer sounds like it's a key part of the relationship.
It is, and I can say that. It's we definitely feel like we've had a relationship. I've been working with the same guy for the last 5 years at GovConnection, and that's something I can't say about any other vendor I've ever worked with. You know, there's a lot of churn, there's a lot of turnover, there's, you know, people getting promoted and moving around here and there and everywhere. And it's really good to not have to every 6 months re-explain my business, in my case, ministry, and why we do what we do and how we make decisions. It's really allowed us to just kind of, you know, foster a relationship where, you know, one of the things I love is, you know, our guy, he'll give us a call and go, hey, there's this new thing coming, you know, from Lenovo or from someone else even. And he says, I really think it's going to be a cool fit for you guys. When can we talk about it? And that's really what we're after. It's about relationships.
That's a good place for us, Chris, to stop on down on this episode of Connection Point. Really appreciate you taking time and sharing your story today.
My pleasure.
And folks, if you would like to learn more about new Lenovo systems equipped with Windows 7 Professional, as well as services to support your IT projects that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, then contact your account manager, or you can visit pcconnection.com. You're also invited to call 1-800-800-0014. If you'd like to send us a quick email, connect@pcconnection.com. Thanks again for joining us. My name is James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.